Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hi there, it's Julia Louis-Dreyfus. You may know me from my podcast called Wiser Than Me, where I talk to older women and get their wisdom from the front lines of life. I was amazed by how many people told me our show made them look forward to getting older, which is why I'm here to talk about season 2 of the show. Sally Field, Billie Jean King, Beverly Johnson, Ina Garten, Bonnie Raitt, just to name a few. All hail old women. Wiser Than Me season 2 is out now from Lemonada Media.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Today's episode is brought to you in part by our friends at Squarespace. You know Squarespace. It's the easiest way to create a beautiful website, blog, or online store for you and your ideas. Squarespace features an elegant interface, beautiful templates, and incredible 24/7 customer support. Try Squarespace at squarespace.com and enter the offer code Doug at checkout to get 10% off. Squarespace. Build it beautiful.
Doug hates candy wrappers, screaming babies, sticky seeds with 50 as a top or kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see, cause Doug loves movies.
Hey, 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 everybody. My name is Doug, and I love movies. Beautiful. Build it beautiful. Coming to you once again from the Nerd Melt showroom in the back of Meltdown Comics in Hollywood. It's Tuesday, September 22nd, 2015. Let me see your name tags, LA. I know you brought some. Usually in the front few rows, a picture of Zach Galifianakis dressed as Annie does not count as a name tag. I'm going to have to ask you to leave. Maggie B. Dementor? What? Maggie? Okay, Maggie. Don't get mad at me because you have a weird name. Purple Rain Nick? Okay, if you say so. Ron Funches is in Ed Woody, a Doug Benson joint. That's a nice piece of artwork you made. You guys know each other? Two guys did hand draw. Oh, he did all of it. Okay, that explains a lot. Joey's apartment, one cat, one tranny, no AC. Okay, first of all, they don't like to be called that. They prefer feline. I'm in charge of twists. I am, this podcast will come out tomorrow, but Haneke shot first, that's a good one. This podcast comes out tomorrow, but I'm on At Midnight Tonight, and this week it's on at 11, so super confusing. Watch me on At Midnight at 11 Eastern and Pacific, 10 p.m. Central and Mountain, At Midnight. Yeah, what are you gonna do? But you guys will get home in plenty of time. Tomorrow I'm off to Austin, Texas for a fantastic fest. If you have a badge for the festival, be sure to check out Doug Loves Movies on Friday, my screening of Chronicon next week, and my movie interruption of Roar, one of the most fucked up movies ever made. Saturday, October 3rd at 4:20, Doug Loves Movies returns to the Queen Elizabeth Theater. Doesn't that sound fancy? In Toronto, Canada, as part of the Just for Laughs Festival. Get a ticket to my show or a festival badge and come check it out. Links are at douglovesmovies.com. That's douglovesmovies.com. Next, Los Angeles Doug Loves Movies taping is Tuesday, October 13th, right here at Nerd Melt. And we're doing another one the next, very next night, Wednesday, October 14th at UCB. I brought a prize box tonight, you guys. Yeah, I'm not fucking around. I got a lot of stuff that I want you guys to have. And it's already on the side of the box because I used the box that they sent me all of these in. We've got Schmoovie! Someone's going to win a fucking Schmoovie. We also got some Estee Lauder Pleasures for Men. I don't know what that does. I've never cracked that open. It's been sitting in my medicine cabinet. We got it from our friends at Volcano. We've got a little herb mill, a.k.a. grinder. I don't know why they had to give it a fancy title. It's basically a grinder. Oh, here's another grinder. You guys, somebody's going to be grinder crazy. There's another one. And also, what is this? Another Pleasures for Men. I don't know how many. This one's, you know, more of a, let's see how it smelly smells. It's like completely scentless. Oh no, I take it back. Oh no, I'm in a nightclub. Oh wow, I took way too big a hit of that. That's gonna give me a headache. Ugh, oh God, I apologize to my guests ahead of time. Yeah, and the people in the front row. Probably the second row too. Since I was at midnight, I brought some delicious cookies that they gave me that I'll never eat. So you guys went, you guys get them. This is pretty cool, like a kind of a 3D picture book from the Taylor Swift 1989 World Tour. Yeah, what am I gonna do with that besides make people think I'm a creep if they come over and it's prominently displayed? A t-shirt and a lighter from Chameleon Glass. A book, several books. I brought three books. Trash, the graphic genius of exploitation movie posters. Looks like a fun book that I've had but never read. Understanding Marijuana, a new look at the scientific evidence. So that's good. It's good that there's evidence. Oh, Aqua Velva Ice Sport. For people who are into ice sports, I guess. And this is just for me, you guys. The guests also brought stuff to put into the prize box. This was given to me in this very venue, I don't know how long ago, but it's kind of a cool like art picture book by Alex Gross called Discrepancies. And so that's going in the box. All of that is in the box, plus what my guests brought. And I think they're good guests, so I think they brought good stuff. Please give a big, warm welcome to Max Landis, Kumail Nanjiani, and John Hamm. Right? Can you believe it? I can't believe it myself. Hot after John Hamm's Emmy win, we've got Max Landis.
I feel like I should be in the audience.
We made it happen.
Like,
let's hear it for first-time guest Max Landis, everybody. Known Max for a little while, for a minute, and, you know, nice guy. And a couple times he said to me, when am I going to be on Doug Loves Movies? And the answer, of course, is right now. Now it's happening. But part of the impetus for me to reach out to you is how much I enjoyed American Ultra, which you wrote.
Thank you so much for saying that, man.
You're welcome very much. Did you guys see it?
Yeah.
And those of you who saw it loved it. The rest of you are like, I don't go to movies with two really pouty actors in the lead roles.
I think the rest of the audience trusted Rotten Tomatoes a little too much.
What did Rotten Tomatoes, what did it finally come in at? Like 50s?
50, which is the same as True Romance would have gotten.
I think so. I agree, because I think that you're
going to... Wait, did you say what True Romance would have gotten?
Yeah, True Romance opened to really mixed reviews. It got mainly negative reviews. I mean, I could go through all of the movies.
And it's super violent.
Oh, I see.
Right, except, and it's super violent.
I mean, there were Rotten Tomatoes.
But not .com.
But that's what I was going to say, is there's a certain segment of critics, like our friend Leonard Maltin, probably didn't love it because it's extremely violent, and also I think got unfortunately released when like the sort of we should really seriously look into gun control in this country happened right before this movie where a stoner is just killing the shit out of people with guns. So he uses other things, though. He's creative. Like, not since Denzel Washington at Home Depot in The Equalizer have I seen somebody fuck up more people with random appliances that are in that kind of store. It's a fake store in the movie, right?
It's a fake store.
What's it called?
It was originally called All Goods, but the director changed it to Max Goods without telling me. And so I saw that, and I went, every motherfucker who sees this movie and knows who I am is going to think I did that and think I'm an asshole.
Yeah, you totally... Why didn't you call it Landis Goods?
Why didn't I call it Max Landis, the writer of this movie, this store in this movie, right now, this scene? And
good,
that's
goods.
All on the sign.
You got to throw goods in.
Goods. Yeah. I don't know. It was one of those moments where he turned to me, and he went, you know those moments where someone like thinks they did you a favor, and you go, you didn't just do me a favor, but they're looking at you like this. And you go like this.
I know you're used to working in a visual medium, but none of the listeners could see that face you made.
It was an over-the-shoulder creepy smile.
Yeah. Let's say hi to Kumail Nanjiani!
Thank you.
Now, you host a program, a podcast about the X-Files, X-Files.
Mm-hmm.
And you are going to appear in one of the episodes of the new series of X-Files.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
So, kudos for figuring out that sneaky way in.
Yeah, my next podcast is called Marrying Jennifer Lawrence Files.
Well, mine's called Doug Loves Movies, so note to Hollywood, I'm going to be in every movie from now on. Thank you very much. And Kumail also is going to be, I'm going to be at Fantastic Fest in Austin, but second year in a row, he and Jonah Ray are going to do an episode of The Meltdown at the festival.
Yeah, I'm excited. I just went and made my list of all the movies I'm going to see. There's like some great stuff.
Because you're there for a few days.
Yeah, I'm there for a few days. There's one movie, I forget if it's Swedish or something, it's called Brand New Testament, and the description said, God is a dude who lives in Sweden and controls the world through a computer that runs Windows 98. And I was like, I have to see this movie. Sounds amazing.
That does sound fantastic. They show some really, it's funny, American Ultra would be like a perfect movie for Fantastic Fest because they show a lot of stuff that's very highbrow and insanely violent at the same time, simultaneously.
Yeah, I saw one, I forget what it was called, but this prostitute gets killed and her soul goes into a gun and then the gun goes to different owners and she... As the gun.
It was Schindler's List.
That is what it was called. The girl with the red dress?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, I didn't see most of it, but I think that was what it was.
Oh, yeah, I slept through Schindler's List. I was like, I know how this ends. You know how you're ashamed of a sentence halfway through it? You still have to grammatically finish it.
John Hamm is here, you guys. And I don't like to make assumptions, but I'm pretty sure that he's going to put his Emmy in the prize box.
Nope. No, not.
That's a dangerous thing to have around the house, as we learned from that scene where who got impaled with one during the awards? Who?
Jerry from Parks and Rec.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Dude from Parks and Rec, Jim O'Hare. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And that Emmys was, I mean, it wasn't only just great to see John finally get his due, but you, for as an audience member, at least you were having fun, right? Because Scott Aukerman was behind the scenes coming up with a lot of that stuff that happened.
I wrote a lot of the stuff. Andy was great as the host. The show moved quickly, so we got to get in and out. And
it was actually funny. I went last year for the first time and was so excited. And then 3 hours in, I left and just hung out upstairs for a while because it's in the room.
You know it's 3 hours long, right?
Oh, okay. That I felt like everybody was leaving then. I guess that makes sense.
I think they all left, yes, because it was over. They gave out the best
drama. I mean, it was so bad. As soon as it was over, I left and just went and partied.
Because I'll give the Emmys that. Like, they hit the three-hour mark because then, on the West Coast, you can watch it at 5 o'clock, and then it starts again right away at 8 o'clock. So I watched Andy Samberg's, like, that opening pre-taped song is amazing. It's so much fun to watch that a couple of times. And I don't know what else I was going to... I had some other point I was going to try to make, but this is Doug Loves Movies, not Doug Loves TV award shows. Unless it's the Oscars!
That's not a TV award show. That's a movie award show.
Nice.
Who said nice?
It's on
Get
TV,
out.
Though.
I have a new nemesis. It's the guy in the Bill Murray shirt. Felt like Bill Murray was heckling me.
Well, John, of course, is going to someday compete in the Super Duper Tournament of Championships in the Leonard Maltin game against Sam the Ma'am and Matt Myra. But in the meantime, today we get to find out how he is at Reverse Maltin.
Oh wow, I'm not familiar with that, Doug.
Well, you're gonna be familiar with it because you're gonna play it in a little while.
Oh, okay.
What did you bring for the prize bag, John Hamm?
I brought because hockey season is upon us. I brought a St. Louis Blues hat because I'm from St. Louis, and they're a team in the National Hockey League. And then you can attach to it and document your hockey games. I brought a GoPro, so you can stick that on your
please put that in
head,
the box
hat head and
gently
and just put it in your
there it goes
thing.
Great prizes. Here's what I was going to say about the Emmys. They show clips at the beginning to make the three-hour cutoff. They show clips early on in the show of performances and stuff, and then at the end, when it's the big awards, they just list off the names and then give out the award.
That's right.
It's very oddly lopsided.
And it's also like for the best director, best comedy director, they just had to make short films. And I was very confused. At the end, they just said one person's name, and I was like, oh, wait, that was the award? Because it was just like little bits that they did. I have issues.
What'd you bring for the bag?
Thank you for saving me. I brought my wife, Emily Gordon, wrote a book. It's her book. It's called Super You. It's not even out yet. Wow. Isn't that cool? Wow.
Save your energy, everybody.
It's like you're in the future. It comes out September 30th. Get it on Amazon or support a local bookstore. Do that instead. But that's the book. Emily V. Gordon, Super You.
Have you ever written a book?
I've barely read a book.
Well, if you write one, we'll have Emily come on the show and give away your book. Only seems fair.
Is that the only way she'll ever be on the show? Because then she's never going to be on the show.
No, I'll have her on anyway. Max, what'd you bring? Oh, wait, you got more?
No.
Oh, okay.
Trying to get over the...
What's that other thing you were holding?
It's just garbage.
Okay. Put it in the box. Some of my stuff wasn't that good. Get it in there, yeah. Max, what do you got?
I was trying to decide on something, and at home I had an action figure from the
really, really terrible, but also kind of great in its way, movie The Phantom with Billy Zane. And I was like,
only people in the back of the room like that.
I gotta say, if you've ever seen that movie, it's a piece of shit. But it has one of the most incredible stunts I've ever seen, and occasionally a bunch of really good jokes. So you watch it like with this weird look on your face where you don't know what's happening or if you like the movie, and then afterwards you go, like that.
I remember liking that movie.
Yeah,
actually.
It's kind of weirdly. It there's something about it, but I forgot that at home, and then I got here and I went, oh, they have an action figure from the critically underrated, actually kind of really good companion piece to The Phantom, The Shadow. And
Alec Baldwin, right?
Alec Baldwin in The Shadow, which is actually Tim Curry's in that. It's kind of a actually a good movie. And so I got this. It's
I was born in The Shadow.
All right. So. Oh shit!
Just throw that.
Oh
anywhere.
No! It fell out. There you go. Thank you so much. So helpful.
I tell
even
you,
even with a sling on your arm.
I tell you, man, being on this with people who are actually charismatic and quick and funny,
thank you very much.
I feel like this is like the ultimate Emperor's New Clothes situation for me. I feel naked. I'm just being quiet, like, ha ha ha.
Wait, this is you being quiet? I'm joking. We're all in this together. I didn't know.
We're all in this together, except if you say something dumb around Kumail, then he will tear you apart as quickly as possible. It's beautiful, John. Have you been? I know you've been busy winning an award.
That took like 30 seconds.
Yeah, that doesn't keep you that busy.
That took a whole weekend, I bet, winning that award. You had to do a lot of stuff.
Nope, just literally,
really?
Literally climb up on the
well,
stage and get it.
I should have called you. It's
you should have.
Something.
Thanks
right.
a lot.
I was like, he's busy. It's Emmy weekend.
Nope. Free as a bird. Nothing going on.
Don't you think Tina Fey likes you the best of all the nominees and would have said your name anyway?
I did check.
It was weird that you had a friend presenting you the award.
I literally did double check.
Because Jimmy Kimmel did that bit, but isn't there a story at the Oscars
yeah,
where that...
Yeah, the Marissa Tomei story, which was sort of like someone said like, Jack Palance or somebody read the wrong name or read the prompter
Is that
wrong,
real,
somebody.
You think?
No.
Was it an accident or a hijacking, supposedly?
Well, from what I heard, they just said the wrong name, and then... But I don't
yeah,
know.
Yeah, but I think that's just something that's spread by people. Like, she gave, like, a light comedic performance yes. in that movie, and I think did a terrific job, but, like, she was up against, like, four, I believe, all British actresses.
Yeah.
I don't think anybody else... So it might have been one of those ones where she just
yeah.
she just squeaked it out. Like,
yeah.
like, everybody got a lot of votes, but she got the most. So I don't think that's a lie. And then she's always been so great ever since that I wish that people would stop saying that.
I think
she's a good actress.
I think she's great. And my cousin Vinny's great. And
Marissa
I don't know why
awesome.
John would say something like that. Emmy winner John Hamm just taking down Marissa Tomei a notch. For no goddamn reason.
Why you have to? He goes after everyone.
He can take down.
Yeah. Every other winner is not as valid as your win. Is
well,
that
all of
saying?
These things that you're saying are true. So.
Well, have you been to the movies, John?
I saw
or
the
seen
new.
One at home.
I went to the movies today. I saw the new Tyler Perry holiday movie, Blackmas.
I don't think Blackmas is that
wave.
I don't think Tyler Perry
way
presents
more.
Yeah.
It took a weird turn. I was surprised.
They're all in white face in this one.
It was very weird. I thought it was a lot more Boston in it than I thought there really should be, but it held together. It was one of the weirder of his oeuvre. But I mean, I enjoyed it.
Did you? Is it
yeah,
good?
Yeah. For a Tyler Perry movie.
It's probably the best Tyler Perry movie.
Yeah, I think. Yeah.
What about you, Kumail? Have you
I haven't
seen anything lately?
I haven't seen anything in a while, but I will mention this video game only because it's more of an interactive movie that I feel like hasn't been getting enough attention. It's called Until Dawn, and it's like a slasher movie that you can play, and it's really fucking great. And if you like video games, it is a Doug Love interactive movie.
I will not accept that as an answer.
Oh, God.
I would like to
you know
replace you with your wife, Emily. What?
I got into watching like 80s body horror movies recently.
Fuck yeah, dude.
So I watched one called Society. That's fucking crazy.
Again, the back of the room favorite.
And I will say, anyone who loves that movie is terrifying. It's a great movie. I'm joking. Society, I saw From Beyond. I saw Reanimator. I saw a bunch of these sort of Cronenbergian.
Did you do Dead Ringers?
I haven't gotten to Dead Ringers.
It's so fucking good.
Yeah, it's really Cronenbergian.
Yeah.
Because he made it.
It's Tyler Perry's second best movie.
Tyler Perry's Dead Ringers.
Kind of works.
Starring Cuba Gooding Jr. and Cuba Gooding Jr. I would pay so much money to see him play twins in something. What about you, Max? Have you been to the cinema?
Yeah, I was just at Toronto Film Festival. Toronto, the fanciest, most hoity-toity city in the world.
I was at TIFF.
But for my
the only international film festival named after kind of a fight.
Well, you.
Oh, so you have never been to the Melee Festival in France?
Yeah. You've never been to Skirmish? It happens in Bosnia all the time.
But yeah, while I was. You guys ever witnessed a public execution? But no, I saw a movie called Anomalisa.
Oh, Charlie Kaufman movie, right?
Yes. Yeah. Animated.
It's stop motion and holy fucking shit. Oh my God. It's amazing. What a surprise. And it was really funny because my movie was closing the festival. And so I went to see.
Forever?
Yeah, closing festival forever.
Yeah, your movie shut down TIFF?
Like,
yeah.
What else is left? Take your movies to Skirmish.
But I was just like, I was still thinking about Anomalisa.
Is Anomalisa, what's the most base, what is it about? Like,
it's about a person who has a condition where... I don't want to spoil anything. It's super Kaufman-y and really good, but it's about a person who has a condition where everyone they meet is the same person.
Oh, that sounds awesome.
And it's like, and you hear that premise and you go, oh, so it's probably like this. And no matter what you're thinking, unless you're Charlie Kaufman, it's not like that. It's such a specific, brilliant thing. And it just, you know, as a screenwriter, it just makes my dick shrink up into my body to watch his movies. And just, it's so fucking good. Is that a good image? Is that evocative?
At least you know what to do if you're in a situation where you probably not a good idea to have your dick way outside your body. Just think of that movie when you're walking by a preschool and you'll be fine. So...
Wait, is it against the law to walk by a preschool if you have a really big dick?
Not if it's all shrink up inside you. Yeah, if it's all turtling inside you, you should be.
There are signs around preschools with a guy's dick retracting into his body. Please retract dick while walking by preschool.
There's a school right over here. I get a little bit of a boner every time I walk by.
That's not what we were saying, Doug.
Because there's a big sign that says Michael Jackson Auditorium. That just sort of, that whole idea sort of turns me on. But.
All right, Max, give it an edit point.
Yeah,
and
we'll take that out. Don't worry about it. But Max, tell us about your film that closed the Toronto International Film Festival.
Forever.
What was that? What? I wasn't aware of it.
Yeah, I suppose I didn't win an Emmy, and my wife doesn't have a book.
My wife.
I have a movie called. One of my movies is called Mr. Right. It's an independent movie. It's Sam Rockwell and Anna Kendrick. And it has a very familiar premise, which is a girl falls in love with a hitman. But the fundamental premise of the movie is broken because both of the characters are basically brain damaged. They're total fuck up weirdo train wrecks. And the hitman has started to do a thing where he had a nervous breakdown. And now he kills people who hire him because murder is wrong. And so it's kind of a flawed philosophy, but really Kendrick's the star of the movie. Rockwell's amazing. There's dance fighting in it. If you like Sam Rockwell dancing, it's basically the movie inspired by Sam Rockwell dancing YouTube compilations.
Yeah, he dances in everything.
This is the Sam Rockwell dance movie. Like, during gunfights and, like, stuff like that. And it's super fucking weird, and I guarantee some people will really love it, and other people will be like, what the fuck is this? So,
but Closing Night in Toronto, so that's...
That's a sign
of approval, for sure.
When do we get to see it?
I don't know. We sold it to Focus Features at Toronto, which was really exciting for me because, you know... I don't have any bits right now. I don't have any bits. They're all shrunken up into my body. Yeah, that's the movie.
Cool. I saw San Andreas last night. Yeah, that's all I need to say about that.
No, more. That's the worst Tyler Perry movie, I hear.
Tyler Perry's San Andreas?
I'm actually very curious about San Andreas. I was going to see it, and then I just didn't.
Well, you know, it's one of those movies where all of California, millions of people die during the movie, but it's PG-13 or whatever, so you don't see any of them dying. You just see massive buildings falling over and just assume they were full of people. And it's just horrible. And then it concentrates on The Rock and his wife and their kids. Of course, they're in the middle of a separation at the start of the story, him and his wife, Carla Gugino. And and so it's one of those movies where it takes this epic, insane thing that might happen and then makes it just about four or five people and whether or not they get out alive. Who cares about millions of people?
What if that whole movie was just like, why did The Rock and Carla Gugino's marriage fall apart? Like, the fault was in their marriage. And they were just like, wow, this is like epic, this dissolution of this relationship.
Yeah, it's about...
It's like an earthquake that hit our family, and it was only that.
It's about the shattering of love. Is it?
I mean, maybe it is. I haven't seen it.
Do they talk a lot about...
You know he fucking saves her a lot. I don't have to tell you
Does he... I feel like that's a 90s thing. Does the couple that's getting divorced for legit... implied legit sincere emotional and relationship issues get back together because shit blew up?
I don't know, screenwriter, man.
Get off my back.
Die Hard.
It's like every movie in the 90s was like, we're getting a divorce. Oh, everyone we know is dead. We'll stay together.
That feels like actually a right thing to do in that moment.
Especially given that when there's like a disaster of that proportion, there really aren't that many people left.
Yeah.
You're kind of like, well, I guess you'll do.
Yeah.
Imagine if it was like War of the Roses, and after going through this terrible, traumatic experience, they still just fucking hate each other.
Nope. We are not getting back. Still
die.
Not.
I would have enjoyed that. It's the ending they have is fine enough, I guess. Thank
you. Is there like a big fun line at the end where he says like traffic was a bitch or something? Was it like...
That is a big fun line.
I think it was in The Player. I think I'm stealing that, but I still.
I think The Rock says to his almost ex-wife, he's like, we might as well not get a divorce because all of my shit is gone anyway. So you'd be getting half of nothing. So let's stay together.
I have heard.
There's no sex scenes, just a smooch.
I've heard it ends with them surveying the damage, and one person says, what happens now? And the other person says, now we rebuild. And then they raise an American flag. Is that what happens?
Oh, God, I hope that's real.
The Rock just pulls a hammer out of his back pocket. Let's get to work.
Rock, you're just destroying more stuff with a hammer. That's the one tool we don't need.
Well, now, folks, is a time in the show when I say, let the games begin. Got a lot of good ones to choose from tonight, you guys. Gentlemen, pick your name tags. Go physically grab the name tag you'd like to play for tonight. There's some good ones in the back over there. This guy's pitching himself pretty hard. And while they do that, we'll do this. We'll be right back. Once again, this episode is brought to you in part by Squarespace. Building a website can be tough, and even if you do know your way around coding, creating something that looks good and works well is a time-consuming affair. Whether it's for a business site, a portfolio, a restaurant, or whatever else, in this day and age, you probably need one anyway. Well, lucky for us, Squarespace makes it easy to build beautiful websites without breaking a sweat. Squarespace provides simple, powerful, and beautiful websites that look professionally designed regardless of skill level, no coding required. Not only does Squarespace provide you with intuitive and easy-to-use tools to create your website with, Squarespace also has state-of-the-art technology powering your site to ensure security and stability. And you know you can trust in Squarespace for your website needs when millions of people and some of the most respected brands in the world trust in them too. Seriously, was I just joking around? I don't think so. You can't beat the ease and simplicity of Squarespace. Squarespace gives you 24/7 online support and a beautiful website for only $8 a month. You can even get a free domain if you buy Squarespace for the year. So what are you waiting for? Start a trial with no credit card required and start building your website today. I won't be offended if you pause this show to go take care of that business. And when you sign up for Squarespace, make sure to use the offer code Doug to get 10% off your first purchase and to show your support of Doug Loves Movies. We thank Squarespace for their support of Doug Loves Movies. Squarespace. Build it beautiful. Today's episode is also brought to you in part by our friends at DraftKings. Your season-long fantasy football team may be going strong, but you don't have to wait until week 16. It's only week one, you guys. Why wait till week 16 to get paid? Put your fantasy skills to the test every week this season at DraftKings.com, America's favorite one-week fantasy football site. One-week fantasy means no season-long commitments. Got an injured player? No problem. It's like a new season every week, so you're never stuck with that same stupid injured player. And get this, DraftKings is crowning a new millionaire every week this season. You could turn your love of football into a life-changing payday. Just pick your players, pile up the points, and pick up your cash. That's it. Believe me, you've never experienced football like this before. This isn't fantasy as usual. This is DraftKings. Come say hello to the big time and hurry to DraftKings.com now and use the promo code MOVIE to play for free for a shot at $1 million in this week's Millionaire Maker event. Enter MOVIE for free entry now, only at DraftKings.com. DraftKings.com. You know I'm going to say it a third time. Maybe I won't. DraftKings.com.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs. A gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
This episode is brought to you by Philo. Do you love TV? Do you love saving money? Then Philo is your solution. Philo has shows, movies, and live TV for just $25 a month. You can even try it for free with their 7-day free trial. No contracts, no commitments, no hassles. Just a better way to watch TV. Never miss a minute of shows like the hit docuseries Where is Wendy Williams? Or classics such as Friends. If you can't get enough TV, then there's no better way to watch. Philo has more than 70 channels like BET, MTV, and AMC. And the best part? You can try it yourself with their 7-day free trial. Sign up today at philo.tv/poppods. That's philo.tv/poppods to get 50% off your first month.
We're back. Yeah, all of that was during the commercial. All that hilarity isn't even going to be on the podcast. John Hamm, what did you pick and why didn't you pick the poster that says Minions on it?
Because I didn't see it.
Okay. It's reasonable.
But I picked a picture of Zachary Galifianakis in a Little Orphan Annie outfit.
He's wearing a Little Orphan Annie dress.
That looks like it was taken or signed, at least, by Don Draper, but it's not. But it really does look like my signature when I sign that character's name. And it's an adorable photo, and somebody, it looks like it's like expensive, so I figure like I'm taking this.
Where'd you get that from? Did you steal it off a wall somewhere?
No, it's shot by a...
Okay, boring story.
I fell for it.
You know the photographer? Okay, cool. All right, Kumail?
I got one that says Demolition Manthony, and it stars Doug Benson and John Hamm. Did you know that he was going to be on the show?
You guessed
that Hamm would be here?
I gave a little hint on Twitter.
I gave a hint on Twitter?
A twint?
Yeah.
What was your hint?
I think I said that we're going to have somebody that finally got the fucking Emmy they deserve.
Oh.
Yeah, finally happened.
It wasn't like, James Pork is going to be on. So sorry.
Wow.
I'm so sorry.
That's some good Mad Magazine.
Wow. I feel really horrible.
Mad Magazine. It is.
I could tell because you just kind of looked down.
Yeah. And I saw your face on this judging me.
Double judge.
Double judge.
I texted Zach one time that John Hamm was going to be somewhere that we were both going to, and then Zach texted back, "Is he catering?" Because his name is
and
Hamm.
I was.
Get it? Hamm. It's a Hamm joke. What do you got there? I seen this one on Twitter today, Max.
I'm just sort of generally a stupid person, and I saw that it had a light on it, and I went, okay, it says Maggie be demented, I assume as a reference to Cecil be demented.
Yeah. Oh, I didn't see it on Twitter. I saw it right there in the audience a few minutes ago.
I have the same problem having trouble distinguishing Twitter from real life, but
fave.
Mute. So, Maggie is her name. You don't say it wrong and she'll jump all over your ass.
My name's Megan. I actually don't use
Megan. And you don't.
Are you judging us right now?
Yeah, what's happening?
You think you're fucking better than me?
No, I'm too psychic and I don't know.
My name's Megan and I don't use Twitter. Yeah.
Blocked.
That's what it's there for. It's there to be used.
That is pretty awesome.
Yeah, I just went like, oh, that looks more impressive than Kumail's.
Sorry, Anthony.
We'll have to, if Max doesn't win tonight, we'll have to get a shithead from you, Maggie. You didn't write it on the back.
Did you tweet it? Oh, wait, you don't use Twitter.
Yeah, if you were on Twitter, you'd know.
You don't have a computer.
All right, well,
come on.
Wait,
now.
Are you serious?
Are you Amish? Be honest.
I'll bet my hand.
You don't have a computer?
I clearly didn't print that out.
Yeah, but you can
You have a phone, which is a tiny computer that fits in your pocket.
Are you
that
saying
we all
people
have
with, people
and
with
have
computers
for 10 years
can't
now.
Make things? What is the implication?
Wait, you don't have a computer? I feel really sad for you. Why don't you have a computer, Maggie? I forgot.
Maggie, come back next week and we'll all pitch in.
Yeah.
And we'll get you a computer.
Windows 98.
With
get
Windows
her a
98.
Dell.
We'll get you God's
really
old
wants
computer.
Everyone to use computers because it's his bread and butter right now.
Do you think it's like a fad that's going to pass?
It's like, remember when people used to say, like, I don't have a cell phone, and then feel good about that?
Yeah.
Like, 2002.
So proud of themselves.
Yeah.
I was one of those people. I didn't have a cell phone for a long time.
Man, you were so cool.
I was. I was like the Maggie of 2002.
All right, you guys. Good job picking name tags, and thank you, everybody, for bringing your name tags. And let's start the games with a new one that I like to call cable billing. Cable billing. Because my stupid cable company and many other cable companies, just when they're doing a listing for a motion picture, a famous motion picture, they will list two actors that are not necessarily the leads of the film. and act like that makes any sense whatsoever. For example, on the last show that we played this game on, the two names were Tom Skerritt and Matthew McConaughey, who are, of course, The Stars of Contact, starring Jodie Foster.
That's great.
Yeah. So it happens all the time. And what happened, Max?
She got really excited fanning herself, and it went flying.
It fell into the prize box.
And then she reached for it and then looked at you like, oh, he'll hit me. And...
But seriously, though, this is a better fan. Use that. That'll get the job done. But put it back in the box when you're done. So I'm going to name two actors. And you guys, just as soon as you think of it, you can guess as many times as you want until somebody gets it right. Which movie the cable company thinks these two people are the main attractions of. What movie starred...
Contact. 3-2-1 Contact.
J.K. Simmons and Julia Roberts. What movie?
Charlie Wilson's War.
Nope.
Mystic Pizza.
Nope.
Pretty Woman.
Nope.
Mrs. Pizza.
Nope.
Contact Pizza Contact. Black nope. Mass Contact.
Nope. Nope. Pizza. Nope. 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 J.K. Simmons and Julia Roberts.
So 90s.
I'll give you the year 2001. 2001.
They didn't 2001, make movies
Julia
in 2001.
Roberts. Yeah. Someone already said Charlie Wilson's War, which I feel like was around that time.
Right?
And Runaway Bride.
No, that's 90s.
Wow. Wait. Okay, well.
I want to hear him say that again, so My Best Friend's Wedding.
No, that's 90s.
One of them
you should
also
have a show called, No, That's 90s. That's so 90s.
Satisfaction. That's 80s, right? But you guys guess more.
I can't even, I've suddenly forgotten every movie Julia Roberts has ever been in.
I love this. It'll be great if there's a stalemate.
J.K. Simmons and Julia Roberts, mm-hmm. 2001.
Stars of?
Oceans, One of the Oceans.
Oh, good call.
No.
J.K.
There's a guy back there guessing. Shut the fuck up.
Aaron Brockovich.
Aaron Brockovich?
Aaron Brockovich.
Aaron Brockovich?
No.
It's not, that's 90s.
It's not the right answer, so that's why I only got kind of mad about it.
I snuck it in.
Oh. It was the one about the girl school.
Maybe.
Girl School of Rock.
People are raising their hands.
Mona Lisa Smile. Mona Lisa Smile.
Nope.
Damn it.
Yeah. That's a good guess.
Spider-Man.
Nope. That was a terrible guess.
J.K. Simpson is in it. Isn't he?
Sure, but you know Julia Roberts has nothing to do with
that. I don't remember Spider-Man that
well. It wasn't in the 90s.
I take it all back.
Oh, good.
We're going to be here for 2.5 weeks.
I love it. Whoever can get the right movie within the next 45 minutes.
I thought it was Mona Lisa's Smile.
It's the person that you played for is going to win the box.
Oh, no, that's too late. It's not. Okay.
That'd be so terrible if this is the only game we played. And we just waited it out.
Wow. Can we, like, pick up...
I'll give you another clue.
Yes.
It has a name that should not be the name of any movie starring J.K. Simmons and Julia Roberts.
Oh.
Because neither of them are what the title would imply.
The Quiet Man.
Dr. Butt Stuff.
Apparently you don't know J.K. or J.K.
Jeez.
Yeah, right? God.
The Falcon or the Snowman?
That hint did not help.
I'm going to give you, it's only the kind of hint that when I say the movie, you're going to go, oh, sure. Yeah, that made sense, but it didn't help. All right, I'm going to say one more name.
One more person in it.
I'm going to give one more person that's in it, and then you're all going to just suddenly shout it out. So everybody watch and see who says it first. It's going to be a tight one. Brad Pitt.
The Mexican?
Yes.
That's right. They even should have released it with a question mark at the end. The Mexican?
That was how I felt while I was watching it.
Brad Pitt, Julia Roberts, James Gandolfini, The Mexican. Yeah, it was really, really awful title for what also was not a particular
Detroit's good favorite movie. Mexican, J.K. Simmons.
Closest we got.
All right, so Max wins that game. That means he gets to go first in the next game. And we're going to play a little Whose Tagline Is It Anyway?
Oh, so he goes first.
Yeah, Max gets to go first. Then we'll come to you, Kumail. And I'm just going to say the tagline for a motion picture is probably on the poster or an ad or something. And Max gets first shot at it. But if he doesn't get the right guess, then it moves to Kumail and then to John. Max, what movie has the tagline, "Welcome to the bank robbery capital of America"?
It'd be funny if you said, "Welcome to Jurassic Park."
Yes, which film has the tagline, "Welcome to Jurassic Park"?
That was in the 90s.
Bank robbery.
Do you got something, Max? Welcome to the bank robbery capital of America.
Wow. Whoa.
Dude, that's what I was
going to... Is that the same guy that said Aaron Brockovich?
No, different guy.
For it's real?
Wow.
Why are you doing that? What? Give me an out loud answer of why you think that you're supposed to yell out the answer in this game. Trying to help. Get the fuck out of here. Just get up and leave. So he really is.
Did he leave?
He's really leaving, or he's really trying to help?
But that was...
I'm mad because I was going to say the town, and now I have no idea whether or not it was right, and that idiot is
here, right.
And
I just...
Oh, it was totally right. John knew.
God fucking...
That's what I would have said. I was going to say the town, too. I was. I swear. Swear to God.
The tagline for the town, too, was "Welcome back to the back bank robbery capital of the world."
Please, whatever you do, go to a Jeopardy taping, yell out an answer, and tell Alex Trebek you were helping. That a game show needs audience members to yell out answers. Please make that a thing.
It makes you, as an answeree, it makes you feel really impotent.
Yeah.
It's very annoying.
Yeah.
You're annoying.
Believe me, I'm annoyed with it. Every other episode of this show, somebody decides to just yell out an answer, and I don't know how to stop it. Don't know what to do.
Do you
want to give me a different one? Shaming works in that instance. Maybe that guy will never do it again, but there'll be some other asshole next time.
Do you want to give me a different one, or just count me
as being right? No, I know how to host a show and move on. Don't worry about it. I'm just taking a moment to try to get through people's fucking thick heads. Are you a listener to the podcast, sir? He really did leave. He was just a guy looking for comic books and wandered in here.
Maybe he
Welcome to the bank robbery capital of America. I'm in the town.
I was just buying this nun mask.
Hey. You're in the town.
I am in the town.
You're in the town.
That's a good movie.
Tyler Perry's third best movie.
All right, I got a new one for you, Max. You ready?
If it's one I don't know now, I'll be so pissed off.
You didn't know that either.
I 100% did.
Okay, well.
I knew the town for sure. I just saw it recently, 5 years ago.
Wasn't it great?
Well, that might be one way to keep people from yelling out the answers. Just say it right away. There was like a moment where he had room to yell that out.
But it wasn't that long a moment.
Yeah, it was fast.
It was literally one second. I went like this. I went, the town. Oh, Ham's in that. And then the town. And I didn't even have time to make a joke.
That's
it's okay. It wouldn't have been funny.
Don't worry about it. What movie has a tagline, Max?
Shut the fuck up.
A movie about a movie they don't want you to see.
Oh, fuck.
A movie about a movie they don't want you to see. They don't want you to see it. Any ideas?
I have a lot of ideas, but no answers.
Well, give us one of your ideas and see if that pans out.
I think a funny answer would be The Ring. But that's not the answer.
Who doesn't want you to see The Ring?
The videotape is haunted.
Right, but they want you to see it.
They clearly want you to see it. Yeah.
That's right. Max, come on, man. Get it together, dude.
Get the fuck out, Max.
The producers know that's a play.
You already guessed something.
Oh, that was a joke.
Yeah, I don't care.
Oh, okay.
Jokes count.
Just because it was a bad joke.
Yeah. No, it's like... I'm like the TSA. You mention a bomb, I'm going to jump.
Oh,
Kumail, what is it?
It's not going to... Lost in La Mancha?
Oh.
Mm.
No, that's nope. Not right at all.
No.
Nope. John?
Is this also going to be a John Hamm movie?
Ooh, yeah, maybe.
I don't know how this works.
Oh, motherfucker.
What do you got, John? What do you think it is?
I don't have the right answer, but I would say like something like this movie is not yet rated, but that's not right either.
No, that's not it. It's a movie featuring Kumail Nanjiani called Sex Tape.
Oh.
Sex Tape. Wow.
I'm sensing a trend.
Wow.
Right?
Shame on you, Kumail. Shame
yeah.
on you.
Yeah.
All right, so...
Shit.
And you know what? I think that tagline worked.
I can't avoid him. He's fucking everywhere. Did you see it, John?
No, I didn't.
It
said it on the poster that they didn't want me to see it, so I followed instructions.
No, it's about the movie within the movie.
Wasn't clear.
He's like, the stars don't want me to see this. I'm going to do them the respect and the honor.
I got better things to do.
You looked at the one of 100 billboards in LA and went, done. There were a lot of billboards.
We'll start with Max again.
We had more billboards than audience members.
Did you have a big part in that?
No. Small part.
Yeah. I just knew you were in it.
You were probably on the cable listing.
The small part.
Yeah. The cable listing said Kumail Nanjiani and Jason Segel in Sex Tape.
By the way, that'd be a pretty great sex tape.
I'd see that.
It wouldn't be that great. He only has a small part.
Hey-o.
Listen, you guys, we're in a hurry. Max has to get home and spackle more of his clothes.
I like that you waited like a Lestat rapport with him.
Yeah.
Get him to trust me.
On the red carpet. Who are you wearing tonight? Pollock. All right, so... Max, here's another... tagline.
Sex tape. Did I get it?
Nope. It's just Max gets to guess, and only Max. I see you want to guess. What movie had the tagline, soak harder?
Oh.
Soak harder.
Makes sense.
Oh, God. I wonder if it's a sequel. Harder.
Use your microphone voice.
I wonder if it's a sequel.
It is.
I think John either figured it out or is really good at messing with the other players.
Or both.
I was staring at his face like I was trying to find it in his face.
You won't.
Yeah. Those eyes aren't going to give anything away.
He already ripped on the box office receipts of one of the four movies I'm in.
How many movies are you in?
Four.
Can you name them all?
Not now, maybe later.
Do we mean stuff? So Carter,
no,
Terminator 2.
You know that
you know I like full titles, but
Terminator 2 Judgment Day.
It's still incorrect.
That was in the 90s.
Kumail, what movie has the tagline "So Carter"?
You've got this.
You totally
so bad
have
at this game. I watch so many movies. And I am so bad at this game.
You've got mail, and you've got this.
I don't think he does. Soak harder.
Sure you do.
Is it soak harder or so Carter? So
this movie
Carter.
Is so Carter.
Coach Carter.
Incorrect. John?
Hot Tub Time Machine 2.
That's correct.
Yes.
Fuck! That sucks.
The Search for Curly's Gold.
Featuring Kumail Nanjiani.
was weirdly Terminator 2 is also a time travel movie.
I am in Hot
Tub Time Machine. God, you're the worst.
So Kumail, now that we're done with that,
you're 0-2 on your own movies. I would have got mine if some jackass hadn't yelled it out. And to be fair, some jackass got mine.
Yeah, but your movie was very successful.
It sure was.
Critically and commercially successful.
Yeah, both.
I'm in movies that don't make a lot of money, but the critics do hate them. I'm joking. Both those movies are great. Watch them. What are you people doing?
I just saw you in the third of your fourth movies. Hell Baby, by the way.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was very funny.
It's a funny movie.
What's the tagline of Hell Baby?
Baby from hell. I don't know.
Yeah, it might have been too obvious a one. But what was the fourth movie, Kumail?
I don't remember. I remember the tagline to it. No, I don't. I was in a Katherine Heigl and Josh Duhamel movie.
Called?
It was called Life as We Know It. People actually felt bad for me.
Yeah, Life as We Know It is not a hit amongst most people.
I want
to keep doing this, though.
Okay, let's go. This is fun.
Yeah, all right.
Here we go.
So we'll start with Max again. And what movie has the tagline, "They're not getting rich, they're getting even"?
Oh, fuck.
Is this a movie you're in?
No.
That must be a movie I'm in.
No, fuck.
I love how John has narrowed it down to none of his films. What if it might be The Day the Earth Stood Still?
It might be We Were Soldiers. They're not getting rich, they're getting what?
They're not getting... They're
getting even.
Is it Tower Heist?
No!
Not a bad guess, though.
Kumail?
They're not getting... I'm just trying to think of movies I've been in.
Well, we've named three of them.
Yeah, we already...
That's it. I can't think of the...
We named the four movies you're in, right?
Three of them.
Okay.
I just had to say Tower Heist out loud.
and excited, too.
Yeah.
Make a good ringtone. John?
I don't know.
It's from a motion picture made by the great John Landis called Trading Places.
Oh, shit.
Oh, I wasn't even thinking back that far.
Oh, my God. That's not 90s. That's okay.
You're going to get this next one. You ready?
Have you heard of that movie?
You ready?
Paid for your college.
Are you ready for the next one, Max?
It's a great
movie. You're going to get this one. Put the mic near your face.
Don't make it so easy.
I didn't say hit your face with the mic. What movie is the tagline, "Beware the Moon"?
That's American Werewolf in London.
That's correct.
Yes, very good.
Spoon feed me, ants. This is the most nepotism I've ever received on a game show. And you should all be ashamed of me.
Okay,
if you
John,
aren't already, you must be.
I'm going to go straight to John with this one.
Why not me?
Okay. All right, Kumail, you have a shot at it, and then John's going to tell us the answer. Sometimes to win, you have to change the game.
I know this one.
Really?
Yes. Million Dollar Arm.
That's correct.
Fuck yeah.
Yay.
Yeah, baby.
Yay.
Yes, that is correct. Fuck yeah. I auditioned for that movie.
Did you?
Yeah, guess which part? Asif's part.
Yeah, Asif's part.
Not.
I like that guy a lot. He's a good guy, right?
Yeah,
Asif
is
great.
He's great. But like, I cannot say the word Google or see the word Google without pronouncing it like he pronounces it repeatedly in the internship with Vince Vaughn, which is Google.
Google.
I love saying it that way.
That's what I love about the internship. It's just so quotable. There are so many great quotes from the internship with Vince Vaughn.
I'm going to look it up on Google.
Google. Is that a good movie, Duck? I haven't seen it.
I didn't mind
it. My friend Josh.
It wasn't bad. It was funny.
It's no Wedding Crashers, but it's...
But it's almost.
It's almost. It's got those same two guys.
Yep.
lot very less similar fucking, story. Though.
It's got a similar story.
I mean, it's, you know, yeah. It's very.
You know, both of those guys have played serial killers who were killed by Janine Garofalo?
I had never heard that Janine Garofalo successfully killed a serial killer. That's pretty awesome that she's done it twice.
Oh, she doesn't kill him in Clay Pigeons, but she confronts him.
Okay. And then what does she kill Owen Wilson in?
Minus Man.
Oh, okay.
They came out like a year apart, and it's the Wedding Crashers as serial killers who have to fight police officer Janine Garofalo. It's bizarre. It's one of those facts.
Is it good?
Both of them are fucking awesome. Clay Pigeons with
I've
Joaquin
seen Clay
Phoenix.
Pigeons. It's great.
Yeah, and then The Minus Man is Owen Wilson as a serial killer, and it's wonderful.
Why was there a moment where everyone was all on board with, let's get Janine Garofalo to play a cop? Because wasn't she also in Copland?
Mm-hmm.
Was
like, yeah, that's a threefer. I like Copland.
I didn't mind it. It's an odd casting choice. Not that there's anything she wasn't particularly good or bad in it.
She has, I'm just she saying has that's that a curious choice for three in a row.
And she was on a season of 24. As someone in the law enforcement.
Yeah, yeah, well, there you go. I guess she's...
It's just her thing, man.
Digs law enforcement.
She dabbles on the side with it.
Do you guys remember when I guessed Million Dollar Arm? How cool was that? So badass. Maggie, have you never had a computer? Or is it at the shop? Or do you not know they exist and you're just like, how does everyone know everything? You can't. Okay, saddest answer possible.
Suddenly, we're very mean.
No, I just wanted to know.
No, my brother lives nearby.
Her brother has a computer. Oh my god. He lets me use it if I give him a handy.
A handy wipe. He eats a lot of barbecue. You guys, let him finish.
He's a bit of a germaphobe, and so if I wipe it down when I'm done,
she has to clean it off.
He
just let him finish. Get it?
I'm on quite a show.
That got so dark, Doug.
Yeah, I don't know why I went right to giving her brother handies.
You can't afford a computer? Oh, yeah? Well, you give your brother hand jobs.
Yeah. It just seemed like she's a very uncivilized individual. Doesn't have a fucking computer. She must be a monster. But speaking of people who have computers, I'm pretty sure there's somebody on Twitter named K-I-S-D-A Kista. That's you? Hey.
Hi, Kista.
Nice to see you.
Hey.
And she wrote to me on Twitter, the next game we're going to play is called Last Man Stanton. And it's a game where we take turns here on stage naming movies that feature one particular person. And she's going to help us out by suggesting a great name. And her fingers are crossed.
Harvey Keitel.
Harvey Keitel. Oh, my God. I'm glad it's a strong panel because that's kind of a tough one for... I would imagine for some of my guests, but I think everybody up here knows at least a few Harvey Keitel movies, and John officially won that last game, so we'll go first with John and then Kumail, Max, and I'll play along, but if I win, whoever comes in second's the winner.
Okay, Mean Streets.
Mean Streets. I haven't heard of that one.
Pulp Fiction.
Bad Lieutenant.
Wow, you guys are flying through them. Bad Lieutenant.
Bad Lieutenant.
I'm going to go with The Piano. Fancy. John?
Pass.
What?
No. Which one's Harvey Keitel?
He was in Mean Streets, Pulp Fiction, Bad Lieutenant, and The Piano.
Oh, the guy from The Piano, right.
Mm-hmm.
Wait, the guy from The Piano?
Yeah.
He was not The Piano.
Yep. It was a guy in The Piano.
The Adrian Brody movie?
Harvey Keitel.
That's The Pianist.
Oh, well, that's a different movie.
Yeah.
Harvey Keitel's in movies, a lot of them, too.
Yeah, no, he's been in a ton of movies, but this is
you all
strangely
the ones that
a tough
I know.
One.
You name all the ones that I know except for the ones that I can't think of.
I was going to keep Mean Streets in my back
wait,
pocket.
Wait, wait, wait. Oh, okay.
I'm just saying.
I thought you were going to blurt out another movie.
No.
All right, John, so you're out?
Yeah, sure.
You know what? To make you feel better, And just for that reason, I will stand with you, John. Pass.
Wow.
I would have cast you in Million Dollar Arm.
Fucking Reservoir Dogs. What happened?
Yeah, what's wrong with you guys?
What happened, guys?
Never saw it.
I was keeping Smoke in my back. You've never seen Reservoir?
Oh, Smoke. Yeah, I was going to say Holy Smoke, but isn't that, that's a different...
That's a different movie. Smoke is the one where he's like, I can measure the weight of smoke. It's one of the dumbest movies ever.
All right, I'm going to go with Smoke.
Oh, motherfuck.
Max, it's back to you.
I forgot that you were playing and thought I had just won.
You're still going to be the winner.
You still win.
But it's still fun to see if we can
But you want to really win?
Classic mistake. Yeah, wait. Give me like a second.
Okay, one. I'm in no big fat rush. But man, he's worked a lot and he's still kind of a tough one. It's interesting.
Yeah, he's worked a lot. The thing is that he's a great character in so many movies that you don't remember he's in.
Right.
He's like, who's that other actor who's like that? The bad guy in Mission Impossible 3?
Oh, yeah, that guy. Philip Seymour Hoffman?
No, the bad guy. Philip Seymour Hoffman's like the fake... Crudup. Billy Crudup is in like a million movies, and you never... Oh, Jesus.
Stage beauty? Are we doing Billy Crudup now?
The Rocketeer?
Rocketeer.
Mission Impossible 3?
Billy Crudup is in The Rocketeer?
I don't know. He said The Shadow, The Phantom. I was like, The Rocketeer.
That's the best of the three.
Yeah, The Rocketeer is great.
All right, do you have another Keitel for us, Max? Dazzle us with another Keitel. Not you, Kumail.
Almost Famous.
Yes, Billy Crudup is in Almost Famous.
Yeah. Is Keitel in Jackie Brown?
I think he is.
I think he has like a little role.
Is he? No?
No. Who the hell? Go away!
Harvey.
Shut up! He just said, I think it doesn't count. Kick him out, Doug. Kick him out, Doug. Show him, teach him a lesson.
No, I like it when people verify. That's the difference between just yelling out an answer and being helpful. That was genuinely helpful that we now know that Harvey Keitel's not in Pulp Fiction.
No, he is.
He does not. He's not in it, you guys. I only watched 2/3 of it, but I swear, I swear he's not in it.
Oh, True Romance? No, he's not in True Romance.
No. But I want to say From Dusk Till Dawn, of course. Yeah. And while I'm at it, I'm going to say Moonrise Kingdom.
Oh, Moonrise Kingdom.
As long as I'm at it. Yeah. But Max is our winner, everybody.
Yay!
Congratulations.
Keitel is he's a tough one, but
that was a very good suggestion.
Now is the part where, check this out. Tell us the ones we missed.
National Treasure!
Taxi Driver, Grand Budapest Hotel.
What? Taxi Driver!
Jugs and Speed! That's a very good
movie.
That's
a classic. National Treasure? One and two?
No fucking Taxi Driver. The fact that none of us got that is embarrassing.
It happens. It's
Last
hard.
Temptation
Last
of
Temptation of Christ.
What's the movie where it's like really romantic and he's having sex the whole movie?
Get out. Get out.
You know what? Get the fuck out of here.
This show, we're going to throw every one of you out. Oh, sex tape. Yeah.
Sex tape 2, Soak Harder.
Like it, whoops. Did you say Soak Harder?
Soak Harder. Soak Harder.
Like, didn't we turn a corner like maybe 2 years or 3 years ago when like a movie about a sex tape would be like, well, once it's on the internet, that's it. There's no reason to get in your car and drive somewhere to try to stop it.
Wow, but they in this movie.
Yes.
Are you about to pitch sex
tape? Please explain it to me.
I didn't even know you knew what it was about.
Because there are also two non-famous people who made a sex tape. So if they just keep their heads down and go about their business, why would everybody see it?
Because
I'm on the edge of my seat.
Because it's their mailman that has it, and then if he sees it, then he's going to show... Everyone knows then, and it's...
That's not the premise of the movie.
It takes up it syncs up to other people's, all their friends' iPads.
The cloud. In the trailer, they keep yelling,
yeah, they're
it's
yelling
in the
about
cloud.
The cloud. What do we can't get it back from the cloud. All right. Well, that's okay, Kumail. You can't win them all. I want to see you in it. I'm going to watch it someday just to see you.
It's a great plane movie.
Does that sentence have a comma in it? It's a great plane movie.
I just mean, it's really good. I think it's a really funny movie. I think it got sort of shortchanged a little bit.
No, I think it got shortchanged by the fact that the premise sounds weird. That there was, you know, a whole movie of them trying to stop a sex tape. It's on the internet. That's it's over.
Yeah, I don't know
and
why.
You can't have somebody sitting at a computer trying to stop it. That's not,
yeah.
You know, that's like, might as well call it War Games 2.
Yeah. I don't know why
so
I
Carter.
Wrote it.
So Carter, yeah.
All right, let's play Reverse Malton, you guys.
Reverse Malton.
Who do we decide won that last game?
Max.
Jesus' son.
Is another Billy Crudup
yes,
movie.
It yes.
Is. So is kind the Stanford Prison Experiment.
It is a good one.
Yeah. All right, so I got to explain Reverse Malton to you guys because I think it's everybody's first time. It's like the old Malton game, but since Max gets to go first, I'm going to name three movies. Max is going to pick one that he thinks he knows the most actors from. I'm going to tell him how many actors Leonard lists, and then he's going to tell me how many of those, in no particular order, he thinks he can name. And then Kumail will get to challenge him or say that he can name more people, etc. If you challenge somebody and they can't come up with the names, then you get the point. We're playing to 2 points. Max, are you ready?
Sure.
Which of these movies do you know more actors from? Carrie?
New or old?
76.
Thank you.
Saturday Night Fever?
New.
Or Grease. Which one of those three films do you think you can name the most actors from? In. Probably all came out before you were born.
Well, the answer is just 2, 2, and 2. So.
Well, which one do you think no one else can name three?
Oh, motherfuck. Who plays the fucking therapist in Carrie?
I don't know, but
Harvey
it's probably not good. I don't remember there being a rapist in Carrie. Oh, therapist. I like that laugh. All right, which one do you want to do, Max? He's looking deeply into the eyes of his competitors.
I'm trying to think if either of them can do more than two for those movies.
Depends on which movie.
Yeah, depends on which one you pick.
I'm old. Those are right in my wheelhouse.
Yeah, I know. That's what I was just thinking about how old you are. Yeah. That's not 90s.
I guess I'll try Grease.
Okay. And Leonard lists a lot of names, 8, 11, 14, 15 names from Grease, from 1978, of course. How many of the names listed by Leonard, how many of the 15 you think you can name, Max?
2.
He says 2. Kumail, can you name more than 2 people from Grease?
3.
Oh, John. How many can you name from Grease?
4.
Oh, it's the word. Max, you can challenge John or name 5, even though you've admitted to everyone.
Actually,
you only know 2, except if you could think of the therapist.
Well, no, that's Carrie.
That was from Carrie.
Because they're all Travolta movies. Carrie is not
Carrie, did you really just name
relevant.
One of the actors?
Yeah. Oh, no,
that's not a... No one's like, oh, Grease, who's in that? I'm not trying, but I do. I challenge you.
Okay, so John Hammond needs to name four people that are in Grease.
So John Travolta, Olivia Newton-John, Jeff Conaway, and Stockard Channing.
Yes.
I knew Stockard Channing.
Now, was Frankie Valli listed in that? Because I was maybe going to go five.
To get Frankie Valli? No.
Oh, good.
Well, I don't even think Frankie Valli's in it.
Yeah, he is. That's a beauty school dropout. He sings.
No, that's the other guy.
Frankie Valli.
That's
Valli Frankie.
That's
Billy Crudup.
It's Frankie Avalon.
Right.
Frankie Avalon.
Fair enough. We all
Jeff Conaway, Dee Dee Cohn, Eve Arden, Sid Caesar, Joan Blondell, Ed Kookie Burns, Alice Ghostly, Dodie Goodman, Lorenzo Lamas, Michael Tucci, Dinah Manoff.
Michael Tucci?
Lorenzo
Lamas
Michael
and Sid
Tucci.
Caesar?
Did you say Lorenzo Lamas?
Yes, he's like the dumb guy that is fighting for Olivia Newton-John's affections. Like, he's in sports, so that's why John Travolta's character tries sports, because he wants to be like that dumbass.
Wow.
Yeah.
Tell me more.
Did she put up a fight? What?
Whoa, seriously. If she did, you should have stopped.
Fucking calm down.
Jesus, what's wrong
with
you?
Keep it in your pants, Michael Tucci.
It's one of those stories where she says one thing and he says something else, and
yeah,
I guess we have to believe
the
guy.
Not that risque, except for the one guy suggesting he should have held her down. All
That's
right.
not in the song, is it?
Oh, yes,
yeah.
It is.
Yeah, did she put up a fight?
No, held her down is not.
Well,
did
put up a
have
fight.
To hold her down. That's not. What are we doing?
Could she get me a friend? All right. Yes. Any of her friends will fuck you just because she tells them to.
Well, she's so scared of the first guy.
Did she put up a fight?
See, that's what you do. You break them one at a time. That's how you start the slave ring.
He became a pimp over the summer. Down under. All right. So John won that round, and... who challenged him? Max?
Yeah, I did.
All right, so we'll start with Kumail and then go to Max. And Kumail gets to pick between the following three films. Which one do you know more actors from? Raiders of the Lost Ark, Indiana Jones and the Temple of Doom, or Indiana Jones and the Last Crusade? Which one of those can you name more people?
Indiana Jones, Temple of Doom, Last Crusade. Crystal Skull's not on the list.
Shit, I meant to put it on there, but I have this thing where I don't like garbage. Garbage makes me cry like an Indian. Not, you know, an Indian chief from the commercials.
Yeah, not the kind of Indian that I'm not.
Not the kind of Indian.
The other
who
kind
says,
of Indian.
Google.
The other kind of Indian I'm not.
Which one do you like there, Kumail?
Ooh. I'll go Last Crusade.
Okay. Not what I would pick, but from 1989. And Leonard lists about... There's one with a hyphen, so I got to count them up right.
I'm so bad at this game.
No spoilers, man.
Barely done anything yet. Nine names. How many?
I'll say two.
I'll say three.
Strong opening bid. Max says three.
I'll say three.
John?
I'll say four.
He says four names, Kumail.
Okay, name it.
Holy shit. For the win, name
really?
Four people.
Already?
Yeah.
Name
four people from Last Crusade.
Sean Connery, Harrison Ford. And his friend.
Yes! Oh, can I?
John.
No. Wait a
Is that
second.
How it works?
Not yet. No.
Somebody, he's gotten three.
Somebody restated.
Harrison Ford,
Sean Connery, his friend.
And they named the dog Indiana. So the guy that played Jesus, the Ghost Knight.
George Costanza.
Billy Crudup.
Did you challenge him, Kumail?
Yes, he did.
Good challenge.
Yeah, no, it's John Reese Davis or somebody Reese Davis or Reese Davis or Reisman. No, the guy, his big friend. All right, no, I'm out. I got it. I don't have it.
For reals?
Yeah, sorry.
Well, you were right about...
Yeah, those are my three.
John Rhys-Davies was...
I did get it right.
...was the third name, but
all
you
right,
still,
well, then, hold on, let
you
me go.
Still need a fourth.
All right, need a fourth? Shut up, Camille.
He already...
No.
Gave up.
Yeah, you've
he,
done,
you did
you're done
give
talking.
Up, I think. I think he gave up.
Yeah.
All right, fine.
All right.
Okay, now guess it.
Karen
you
Allen?
Should do it.
Karen Allen.
Huh?
Karen Allen?
No.
Who was the
lady? She wasn't in that one. There was a blonde girl in that one.
Yeah, she's
named
the,
Allison Duty.
Yes. Allison Duty.
I don't know why Duty didn't appear in more movies. I don't know why everybody wasn't like, get me Duty.
The last Indiana Jones was Duty Free.
No, it wasn't. It was full of Duty.
Anybody else? Come on.
Denholm Elliott was also in there. Julian Glover. And another thing, young Indiana Jones, River Phoenix.
Oh, River.
Yeah.
That's right.
Rest in peace.
Yep. All right, so Camille gets a point. Camille's on the board.
Fuck yeah. $1 million arm. This thing.
We would have had so much fun in India making $1 million arm. It was so hot.
Were you there for a long time?
For 4 weeks. It was hot. You would have loved it. You would have met so many Indians.
I would have been. You know they're my enemy, right?
That's cool.
Yeah.
Look at what we could have done for like international like goodwill.
Well, why didn't you put in a word for me?
I didn't. First of all, I didn't know you.
Yeah.
And second of all, I was pretty sure I didn't like you because I don't know you. So,
okay, sure.
I was like, any people I don't know, I don't like.
Uh-huh.
So, it wasn't up to me.
It's cool. I was really bad in the audition, so the right guy got it.
The white guy got it?
Yeah, I auditioned for your
part. Oh. Then we wouldn't have had fun in India.
He was also up for the Lake Bell role. All right, Max, you get to pick.
Cool.
And then which way does it go, Doug?
It's going to go to Camille, because he challenged you before.
I never understand this game.
I know, right?
I literally never understand how this works. 5 years I've been doing this game. It always seems to be totally random. And then it goes that way because that's a thing. And then maybe it goes right and maybe it goes left. And you know what it never goes to? You. So don't worry about it. This microphone smells funny.
Max, would you like the right stuff, do the right thing, or the kids are all right? Which one of those do you know more, peeps?
Man, one of them would be awesome for me.
I bet it's the right stuff. I bet that's the one.
That would be awesome for me.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then one of them would be awesome for me, too.
There's another one?
Yeah. What was the other one? Oh, no.
Do the right thing.
All three of them would be awesome.
Kids are all right. Right stuff. John's confident with all of them. Max, which one would you like to play?
The Right Stuff was a really good book, by the way. I know Doug doesn't like
Max
books.
Almost right now feels like he's more like just thinks he's in the audience or something.
But there are no. Yeah, he's
I was trying to think like, but there, you say two of them are good for him.
No, all of them are.
All of them are?
Yeah.
Well, I can't name more than like two people in any of these movies. Let's just do like Do the Right Thing.
Okay.
You probably know more than two people in that movie.
Yeah, I would think so.
Not off the top of my head. Every time he asks me, like, name actors in this movie, I can no longer see any of that movie in my
head. Right, it just all shoots out.
It instantaneously completely leaves me. Do the Right Thing might be a movie about an alien invasion for all I know right now.
15 names.
It isn't.
Well, I hope when the aliens invade that they just throw trash cans through windows, because we could probably handle that. 1989. Is the year. 15 names.
Shh. One.
Oh.
You picked this movie on the grounds that you knew two names from each of the movies.
Yeah, why would you do the movie that you don't know anything about?
How many can you name?
Interesting strategy.
There we go.
It's also a movie where guessing can feel real racist.
You have exposed my plan.
Okay, so Camille, can you do more than one?
I'll say two.
I don't know. I'll
say five
And maybe get five.
I don't think the guy who could only name one is in a position to not challenge you.
Can I challenge Kumail?
Nope.
Doesn't work that way. My answer's gonna start with the word probably, and then I'm just gonna be racist.
Okay. John, I'll challenge you, but okay. I have a lot of faith in you.
All right,
so.
John needs to come up with
Spike
five
Lee,
names.
Samuel the Jackson. Which is how you pronounce his name in Spanish.
It's actually.
Living That's here, you learn stuff like that living in Los Angeles, because I just ate at the Compadre a little while ago.
Super good. Yeah. Super good place.
It's delicious.
That's how you would say his name in English. I don't want to
no,
nitpick.
I know. Sorry.
Samuel L. Jackson.
You're really bitter about that $1 million arm thing, man.
Me?
Yeah,
oh, no. No.
Danny Aiello. John Turturro. How many is that?
That's four.
And Giancarlo Esposito.
Wow.
Yes, he is in it.
Yes, that's correct.
He gets mad at the guy for stepping on his shoe.
Sean Hamm is our winner.
Good, he finally won something this week. Is this your...
The Emmy was just icing on this cake. How many other... Can you want to try to take a swing at some other ones, Kumail?
Me?
Yeah.
No.
Come on, guess some black actor names.
Oh, God.
Well, there was a very famous Puerto Rican actress in
there. Yeah, a Puerto Rican is in there.
Oh, yeah.
There's at least
Rosie
one.
Perez.
Yes.
That's right.
There's a white guy in there.
Well, there were
a couple
two
of them.
I
he
named.
Said Danny Aiello, but there's a couple other ones that we didn't say.
I said John Turturro, too.
Yeah, John Turturro. And then there's I'm looking at another white guy right now.
I'm looking at a lot of them.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Boy.
This is room full of them. No, but Kumail, you want to guess another one?
Oh, God. I haven't seen this movie.
What?
Really?
Yeah.
It's really good.
Dude.
It's really good and depressing.
It's so depressing, but it also, I just saw it like last summer, and it super holds up. Like, it's really, doesn't feel like it's 30 years old.
Seven is now like 20 years old, right?
Yeah.
That's fucking crazy.
Numbers don't mean anything.
Here, I'm gonna...
It seems like only yesterday when 7, 8, 9. Okay, so...
I'm gonna take a big swing.
I love it.
Hugh Grant.
No. I think you're thinking of John Savage is who you're thinking of. And, of course, Martin Lawrence was in it. Robin Harris, the late Robin Harris.
Oh,
Bill Nunn.
Is that Baby's Kids?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Ossie Davis, Ruby Dee.
Oh,
yeah,
yeah.
Ossie Davis?
I knew Ossie Davis.
Mm-hmm. DeMayer.
Meggie, who do you want your shithead to be? Because Kumail, Max didn't win. Do you have someone you'd like me to call a shithead? Meggie?
Tyler Perry.
Okay. And Kumail, you have one on the back of yours, right?
Yes, I do.
Okay, that person did it right. That's interesting.
Yeah, it's
and then the dude that John is playing for, come get your prize box. Congratulations. Do you want your framed picture of Zach back? Okay, you can hang on to that. I'm sorry it doesn't fit into the box. Hope you're not on a bus or something tonight, because you got a big box of stuff. Congratulations. Max, when does Emilisa come out? Because I know that you're promoting that. Sometime soon, right?
It's playing at Fantastic Fest this week.
Yeah, I'll see it there.
I don't know, but go see Anomalisa, and then the movie, the script I wrote called Frankenstein is now a movie called Victor Frankenstein that comes out in November.
Yeah.
I haven't seen it yet, but it has a bunch of cool people in it. And then Mr. Wright.
Isn't Daniel Radcliffe in it?
Yeah, Radcliffe and McAvoy and a bunch of the cast of BBC Sherlock.
A lot of the cast of Victor Frankenstein is in it, right?
Oh, all of them.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, all of them. It's crazy.
It might be too hot in here for us to do our plugs. the thing I thought, we did a show here in the afternoon recently, and it was hot as fuck in here, and we were all like, but at least the next one will be at nighttime.
It isn't,
and it's
so
still
bad.
It's bad.
You are wearing a waxed denim jacket.
It's true.
You are wearing a near full Canadian
but
tuxedo.
All these people that are fanning themselves in the audience are dressed appropriately. She's just got a lovely summer dress on. Kumail, what you got a million things going on. What's next? What should we look for?
Oh.
When's Silicon Valley back?
Tape.
Go watch Sex Tape. Get a.
Yeah, when's the director's cut of Sex Tape?
Yeah, get in a hot tub time machine and go back in time to when it mattered whether you watched Sex Tape or not. I would say just watch Silicon Valley. It's on iTunes. And The Meltdown with Jonah and Kumail is a stand-up show that is actually shot in this room. Get that on iTunes or Amazon. And yeah, my podcast is The Indoor Kids that I do with Emily, author Emily V. Gordon, whose book, Super You, and
yeah,
X-Files Files.
Get Emily's book.
And, yeah, and X-Files Files if you're into X-Files.
All right. I'm doing stand-up at Helium in Buffalo. Helium, it's a gas, on Sunday, October 4th.
Is that really what their tagline is?
No, I made that one up for them. I'm forcing that on them. I say it all the time whenever I play Helium. It's a gas. Bring your name tags, Buffalo. And John Hamm, do you have another film coming out sometime
Keeping
soon?
Up with the Joneses, starring myself and Zach Galifianakis, coming out in 2016 at some point.
Okay.
As well as Isla Fisher and Wonder Woman herself, Gal Gadot, directed by Greg Mottola. Should be funny. There's lots of car crashes and blow-ups. That's it. That's it. Nothing else.
That's it.
That's it.
So it's over for John Hamm, everybody.
Yep. Totally available.
One more movie and out.
One and done.
Off to an island somewhere. Well, thank you to all of my guests. Let's hear it one more time for Max Landis, Kumail Nanjiani, and John Hamm. Thank you so much, you guys.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you. And as always, Tyler Perry is a shithead. And Candy Corn is a shithead.
It sucks. Candy corn sucks.
Now it's time for Doug to watch another talkie. Eyes of Gold is viewing prowess makes him cocky. There's no room in his heart for you, 'cause Doug loves movies.
Thanks, you guys. Once again, today's episode of Doug Loves Movies was brought to you in part by DraftKings. 1 week fantasy football at DraftKings means every moment of every game could take you closer to a life-changing payday. Play when you want and pick a new team every time. Hurry to DraftKings.com now and use the promo code MOVIE. You will play for free with your first deposit in this Sunday's $1 million fantasy contest only at DraftKings.com. DraftKings.com!